Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh,
me.
Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
We're going to call Stacy. And we are going to offer her a free service she's been gifted. What's a service you would love to have, like roses or a massage?
Oh, that would be nice.
But maybe, maybe not having body hair removed.
Oh.
Ouch.
Hey, just it's embarrassing, right? You don't want someone to suggest maybe you have some body hair you need removed.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, that's what Stacy's getting today in our latest edition of our phone prank, the phone jibba.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, we're calling for Stacy Valencia.
This is her.
Stacy, hi, my name is Rick, and I'm calling you from New U Clinic, and wanted to call and let you know you've been gifted an appointment with us at one of our clinics here, and wondered if we could get a time for you to come in and receive your free session for laser hair removal.
Oh, okay. I don't remember signing up for that.
No, you didn't sign up. Somebody gifted it to you.
Someone gifted me laser hair removal?
Yes, you've been gifted a free session of laser hair removal with our clinic. And so it's a gift. You would just come in. We would go through, obviously, we go through a checklist, have you fill out a form or two, and then you would receive your session.
Okay. Are you sure you have the right person?
I think we do. Stacy Valencia?
Yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, we got the right person. Would you like to make an appointment?
No, okay. I'm pretty good about myself.
We have yet to come across somebody who doesn't have some area on their body where maybe a little laser hair removal would help.
I'm not that person. Okay. I'm definitely not in need.
We're not here to judge, but I will say this. You would be the one person on earth that wouldn't stand to benefit from a little bit of laser hair removal. Everybody, if you really think about it, everybody somewhere.
I would say I'm pretty good, thanks. I don't know why I would even get something like that.
Well, look, obviously somebody thinks you do, or else they wouldn't have gifted you this.
I would love to know who thought that would be a good gift for me.
There's very little I can tell you about it other than you've been gifted that and that they made a suggestion that maybe you could use some laser hair removal.
They actually put that on when they gifted it to me?
Oh, when they gift it, we ask them what area would be the area that you would need.
Oh, you're kidding me. So you're telling me they wrote down that I a specific area?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. I think you must have the wrong person.
No, Stacy Valencia. They said above the chin and below the nose. It's not something to be embarrassed about. Everybody has a little bit of hair on their face that they want to get rid of, and that's okay. And we even have men that
I understand that. I am totally fine with that, and I don't judge other people that need that, but I do not. I can assure you that I am not one of those people.
What you're telling me is when you look in the mirror and you look at your face, you're like, yeah, that's fine having all that hair on there.
Oh, man.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you know what I look like? How do you know that there's hair on my face?
Well, based on their suggestion, maybe you might want to look at your face and see if there's an area where you would like laser hair removal.
Maybe it was some douchebag person who decided to put my name on the list.
I don't know what name you want to call them. We don't use that kind of language, but let me tell you this. They obviously thought there was a need or they wouldn't have fronted the money, okay? But all I'm saying is maybe you'd want to take a good hard look in the mirror.
Excuse me. Who the hell are you to call me telling me that I look like a big
I'm an expert. I'm an expert. I didn't say you look like a Sasquatch. I just said I'm an expert.
I'm sorry. Unless I'm in front of you, you have no right to be calling people.
Well,
and I'm sorry. What kind of service is this? I would never go to your clinic whether it was free or not.
Yeah.
Is it on your show?
I'm an expert. I know how to look. I don't have an unsightly mustache, okay?
I don't know what you think you're an expert on, but you
I'm an expert
not an
on
expert
how
on
you should
me.
Be taking the hair off
no
your upper lip
you
so that way when you go to kiss somebody, it doesn't sound like they're making out with the belt sander.
But I would love to the name of your
I'd love to let you speak
so
to my supervisor, but they probably wouldn't be able to understand you because of all the full lip hair in the way.
What the are you for real right now? Do you are Are you actually at work? Is this your job? Wow. I do not need to be wasting my time talking to them. Calling me, telling me that I need
Stacey,
freaking work.
Stacey,
on my
how about this? We're throwing a free jibba. We'll give you a free jibba with all of it.
I don't care what you want to throw in. I am super.
You wouldn't
over
take
right
a jibba?
And I will be contacting your supervisor. I will need your name again.
So you're telling me you don't want a free jibba?
I don't know, even know what a free jibba is.
I can I just tell you? It's a prank call that your coworker Lily, she called us. It's a phone jibba. The phone jibba. It's a prank.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh. I'm going to freaking tell her. Really?
You just been a phone jibba. It's Morton in the Morning's phone jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
It's the phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday
mornings on the
50s. See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.